The Sitka Conservation Society and the Sitka Economic Development Association might seem like strange bedfellows to anyone but Haley Sample. She works for both. Sample arrived in June, one of several current and former students brought to town by the Sitka Conservation Society. She says she was immediately singled out as a little different.
You know, when I arrived, I went to a city council meeting and said, you know, I'm the economic development intern, and one of the reporters came up and said, oh, you're the Republican of the group. And that's been kind of our framework is that, you know, if you support economic development, you're on this side. If you support environment, you're on that side. So I think it's really kind of reevaluating that definition and realizing that those can be mutually beneficial and that we should be both preserving our beautiful Sitka environment as well as really promoting, you know, our local economic development.
Sample has a master's degree in public policy and sustainable development from the University of Oregon. She most recently has been a policy analyst for the Washington Low Income Housing Alliance. Sample says she knows Sitka in the past has been polarized, and although she hasn't spent much time here, she thinks there's some movement towards smoothing over those old divisions.
I really see a renewed energy to kind of merge those two together. You know, I've talked to different city officials and different assembly members and different community members so far, and there's really this thought process of how do we protect our environment while being able to benefit from our environment, because that's kind of our competitive advantage here in Sitka, is that you have so many natural resources.
Gary White, the executive director of the Sitka Economic Development Association, confirms that view.
A job's a job. You know, a job's a job if it's created restoring the forest or taking timber from the forest. It's a job either way, and that's our task, is to help create jobs in a business environment in Sitka. So we try to play with whatever cards are dealt to us and go to that end goal of job creation.
White says CETA is looking for ways to create local investment in Sitka. He calls it sustainable capital flow. He thinks if a mechanism is built, the money will come.
For instance, putting our 401k in mutual funds in New York City somewhere, maybe we could figure out how we can invest in our own community, keep some of that money here locally, and help develop a community for us, other than looking for our highest return, maybe as a mutual fund, maybe looking for higher returns here locally.
Sample says she'll be trying to plug the gap between traditional lending provided by five local banks and entrepreneurs who may not be loan-worthy in the traditional sense. Over the course of the summer, she plans to collect information in a blog, as well as steer people to resources that are already in place. One of her favorites so far is the Alaska Small Business Development Center in Juneau. Her goal, Sample says, tongue-in-cheek, is to leave Sitka with a big pile of money. In reality, it may be pointing out examples of sustainable capital flow in other communities that have started this transition.
My end goal right now is, you know, I've kind of tried to figure out what's going on in Sitka, and now I'm going outside of the community and looking at what are other communities doing. And so I'm kind of doing a case study analysis and doing some interviewing and kind of coming up with a set of recommendations or best practices that the, you know, community of Sitka can kind of use to move forward to kind of bring in this new era of sustainable development.
Sample's blog can be found at toolsforentrepreneurs.blogspot.com. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.